Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. How many times have you heard that during a medical exam while a doctor wearing earpieces listens to the sounds captured by a chest piece placed over your lungs or your heart? The stethoscope, first used in 1816, hasn't changed all that much over the decades. At nearly 200 years old, isn't it about ready for retirement?
In fact, it is. This ubiquitous piece of neck gear, so intimately associated with the medical profession, is now being phased out for a modern digital version. The device that's about to replace the stethoscope has diagnostic capacities which far outstrip its old-school predecessor. Here to tell us more about the stethoscope and its new update is Dr. Robert Rosenson, professor of medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. Dr. Rosenson is also Director of Cardiometabolic Disorders at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell us about this new handheld device that may replace the stethoscope someday.
There have been the development of portable ultrasound devices that can record the heart sounds and the sound generated by turbulence across the valves. We can actually now image the heart structure with a handheld ultrasound device. So despite the time when I did my training where we spent, years in our cardiology fellowship learning about the physical examination and validating our observations by looking at the echocardiogram, which is the sound wave of the heart, there has now been an advance with these portable devices. So no longer are there these huge instruments that are required to actually see the heart with sound waves.
When you say they're no longer huge devices, how compact are we talking? What's the size?
Well, the new ultrasound devices are very small. They can actually be put in your pocket. This allows for a tremendous change in the way that we evaluate our high-risk individuals. Granted that these devices may not replace a full cardiac imaging procedure, but when you're in front of the patient and you're evaluating why they're having shortness of breath, why they may have swollen legs, what we call edema, this portable handheld ultrasound device can give you a glimpse of the heart and help guide therapy before a more intensive evaluation is done. These portable devices are used in remote areas where there are not major healthcare facilities available to perform these complete diagnostic studies. So the efficiency and effectiveness of our medical therapy now changes.
So what can an ultrasound tell you that a stethoscope cannot?
We use a stethoscope to listen to the heart sounds and the turbulent sounds. And these turbulent sounds that occur in the chest are associated with certain murmurs that result from leaks across the valves or that may result from narrowing across the valves. And in well-trained hands, one can be fairly accurate in your diagnosis of the underlying heart valvular abnormalities. But there are many factors that influence the intensity of those sounds, such as the person's blood pressure, their underlying heart function. And so the stethoscope provides an indication, but it's not always so reliable. And this is why there's been a tremendous advance over the last several decades to use the ultrasound device, which we call an echocardiogram in cardiology. These new handheld devices allow you to not only visualize the heart sounds and the sound generated by these murmurs, but actually to visualize the cardiac structure. This allows for more rapid diagnosis, more accurate diagnosis, and the ability to treat our patients more effectively earlier in the course of the disease. So I think that the development of low-cost devices, which is on the horizon, is going to be a critical step forward in improving point-of-care medicine, the ability to treat the patient, in your office with greater rapidity and effectiveness.
What price point are we talking about before it becomes something that becomes commonplace in, let's say, a family practitioner or primary practitioner's office?
Well, currently the devices are in the thousands of dollars. So if you have a outpatient facility, you could share this device with your colleagues. But in order to get the portable cardiac ultrasound in every physician's pocket, it would have to actually fall to a couple hundreds of dollars to make it more widely used. And clearly there's a training aspect that needs to be considered to make sure that people know what they're seeing and visualizing. As cardiologists, we go through this training, but other physicians that might want to evaluate the heart status will have to undergo the same type of training procedures.
So it sounds like the device itself is going to cost more, obviously, than a stethoscope, and there is also time and money involved in training. But could this possibly lead to more tests, which also would mean and result in higher medical costs? For instance, let's say, and you're a cardiologist, but as you mentioned, primary care physicians that ordinarily would listen to heart and lungs with a stethoscope, if they use this device, they may come across things that maybe are not a problem, that are benign, but they do present themselves because now you're not just listening, you're looking. And I wonder then if that's going to lead us down a path where we scare the patient or we have to schedule more tests because you discover something, again, that wasn't symptomatic, but you did see it. And the question is, how do you handle the extra information that you're now getting?
Yes, well, clearly that's a challenge. And I think that individuals are going to need to be trained and need to be certified for this device. And I think that the younger generation is very used to technology, can pick these techniques up. And I think that if it's part of the certification examinations, let's say for internal medicine or family practice, then that will, motivate those individuals to learn this technique well. But, you know, I would also say that there are many primary care physicians that hear a murmur, and they're just not trained well enough to know if that murmur is important or not. Sometimes they order, a cardiac echocardiogram, which can cost $1,000. Other times they refer the patient to the cardiologist for further evaluation. So again, not being trained, even with your stethoscope, can result in unnecessary medical costs for murmurs that are, often benign.
Joining us, Dr. Robert Rosenson, for a discussion about new technology that may one day replace the stethoscope. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for asking me.
For more on the stethoscope, its replacement, and Dr. Rosenson, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
On next week's show, it's a concept derived from the Latin word meaning host or guest, but for many, the idea of hospice is something they're afraid of. Find out what hospice offers from the president of the Hospice Foundation of America and why hospice care can ease end-of-life issues. Plus, what's a balloon have to do with preventing a heart attack? We look at the procedure known as angioplasty with a cardiologist from the Cleveland Clinic.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York. The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care.